Dr. Francis Sibanda nguye oqondisa uhlangothi olubona ngempila kahle emlonyeni egatsheni lwezempila kahle. Usibanda uthi igwayi liyingozi enkulu kakhulu. Ukhuthaza uzulu ukuba ehlukane lomkhuba wokuthatha igwayi lamakhala elemlonyeni loba elokubhema ngoba libangela imihlobo yemvukuzane eyehlukeneyo ikakhulu emlonyeni.
Emlonyeni kuleta Disney ezingalunganga ezimbi asifuni kona. Umlomo qathekile. Amazinyo umhlo wamazinyo ungabhema igwayi ayitshintshela futhi. Awazi yasiba mnyama. Amakhensi ayonakala. Phezu kapho umlomo lapha kuthiwa khona athi phethe lapha. Kulezinyezakala futhi lapha. Inyama lezi amagams abambazinyo lazo futhi ziyawuhluka lapha umgazi ziyawusola. Konke lokhu khona. Igwayi kahle futhi sibe.
Usibanda uveza ukuba ukuxubha amazinyo ngesixubho kuphela kungaphathisi lutho. Ethi oqakathekileyo ukuba umuntu usebenzisa umuthi olefluoride na. Ukhuthaza uzulu ukuba afunde amabala asebhokisini emithi yokuxubha amazinyo anduba athenge ngoba ekhona amankampani afaka amagama okutshontshela njalo engatsho ukuthi umuthi ulefluoride kumbe hatshi. Uhulumende usesungule inhlelo zokufundisa abantwana besikolo besigaba seprimary ikakhulu abaleminyaka elitshumi lambili. Usibanda uthi inhlolisiso enengi phezu kwempilakahle okubalisa eyomlomo esithe yenziwa ngabe World Health Organization igxile kuyonale intanga yikho bekubone kufanele ukuba basebenze labo.
Ama-tools afundisa abantwana abancane kulabo esikolo ngaloba umuntu sekwazi ukubela umuntu sekwazi ukuthi kumele ngenze lokho uyabuza walo mama efike ngenkathi mama. Ngifunde esikolo mina ngixuba amazinyo. Ntenga into zibashi tenga ntenga umuntu oxuba amazinyo. Kubantu abancane, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. Umuntu lo of years. Utshela abantwana, la kungcono kulo teacher lawo lo. Abantwana ngadla yonke abantwana udla yonke. Bafunda into eziningi. So what of years lo? Uza afunda umuntu grade 1. Kwedlula wena la. Wadla abe bonke.
Uqonqosela uzulu ukuba abokudla ukudla olethukela ngoba idingakala emzimbeni. Uthi kodwa okuyingozi kuba into ezinjengezwitsi zidliwa ngemva kwesikhathi esinganani ngoba zilakho ukubolisa amazinyo. Unobhala enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Dental Association ZIDA engomunye wabafundisa odokotela kuhlangothi lwamazinyo uDr. Tinotenda Rusike uveza ukuba kuyinto edanisayo ukuba iningi labantu kalizihluphi ukuwafunda amabala asemaphakethini emithi yokuxubha amazinyo.
With most of these toothpastes, they actually have a 2% on them. And it's actually mostly on the package that you see, not so much if you read the ingredients at the back. But normally they come around 2%. So you should just know if it's a 2% something, it actually does contain a 2% of stannous fluoride or sodium fluoride, which is the fluoride that is good to prevent dental caries.
Kodwa uzulu yena ukhala ngokuthi akayitholi imfundiso phezu kwalolu daba kutsho umnumzana Tobias Tavengwa oyisakhamuzi emzini weBudiriro eHarare.
Odokotela baphuma igcikeni besitshele ngumsebenzi wabo ngolwazi labo olwamazinyo ngoba ukuthi sibabone nxa sesibavakatshela sisiyakhitshwa amazinyo angiboni kuyinto enganceda. Labo kabasebenzi khathalala ukuthi lathi singalahlekelwa ngamazinyo ethu.
Inhlawulo ephezulu kuyahlolwa loba ukwelatshwa amazinyo kubikwa kungokunye okwenqabela uzulu kuyadinga usizo lukadokotela wamazinyo lanxa esazimhlophe ukuba kuqakatheke okunganani kutsho uTavengwa. Ongumphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Henry Matsorira uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uzulu atholiswe imfundiso eyaneleyo phezu kokuqakatheka kwempilakahle yomlomo okubalisa amazinyo akhe. Limfundiso izaphathisa uzulu ukuba alondoloze impilakahle yakhe emlonyeni ukwenqabela imikhuhlane ehlasela insini ukukhitshwa kwamazinyo ukubola kanye lokuxeka kwawo kuchaza uMatsorira.
A functional, effective and efficient school oral health program is very important in preventive dentistry. We need to teach our children oral health practices that they should learn and practice for life. And as you heard from the director of oral health services, we are targeting the 12-year-olds, open our age group for this exercise.
Uhulumende uthi ikhona uzaqhushwa uhlelo lokudingisisa ukuba lukhulu okunganani udubo lwempilakahle emlonyeni okufana lamazinyo eZimbabwe anduba ulungiswe umthetho wokuqondisa ukuphathwa kodaba lwempilakahle emlonyeni. Odokotela bamazinyo bona bakhuthazwa ukuba baqinise indlela ezivikela ukunakala kwamazinyo hatshi uwakhipha nje kuphela. Bona ngakwelinye icele bakhala ngendleko zokuqhuba imikhankaso yokufundisa uzulu kanye lentengo yempahla edingakalayo kulo msebenzi bethi iqanise kakhulu ngoba ithengwa kwamanye amazwe njengoba ingasatholakali kuleli. eZimbabwe libe lomkhosi wokunanza usuku lokuqhakathekisa impila kahle emlonyeni olwe World Oral Health Day ngolwesihlanu. Lo ongumkhosi wokuqala wokunanza usuku lwempila kahle emlonyeni eZimbabwe uqhutshwe ngemva kokuthola kukahulumende uncedo oluvelele kunkampani elungisa imithi yokulondoloza impila kahle emlonyeni eye Aquafresh. Kubikwa ukusilela kwemali yikho bekusenza uhulumende ehluleke ukulunaza lolusuku olubekwe ngabenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba kwezempila kahle iWorld Health Organization WHO ngomnyaka ka-2007 ukuthi lunanzwe mhla ka-20 Mbimbitho minyaka yonke. EZimbabwe lonyaka lolusuku lunanzwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Health Teeth for a Healthy Life. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare yimi uMavis Gama.